God bless your choir. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I have found a Savior, and He is sweet, I know. Everyone take the hand of another as we shall say a prayer. As you take the hand of the brother or sister sitting next to you, it's what you believe that makes the difference. And do you realize that while we're sitting here with our hands clasped with each other, do you realize what you can do through faith? Anything you can touch and agree on. Hallelujah. Anything you can touch and you can agree on. Can we agree today that's going to be a miracle in our lives? Can we agree today that this mountain is coming down? Can we agree today that somebody's going to be healed? Can we agree today there's a demon coming out somewhere? Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your blood prevail. We agree, Jesus. We agree today somebody's going to be healed here. Somebody's going to be delivered. We agree, Jesus. You said anything we ask in your name, you will do it. Do what she's asking you to do. Do what he is asking you to do. Do it right now. Do it right now. Do it, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And we will praise you. And we will magnify. And we will glorify. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said thank you. All of God's children said thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a like me. I'm once lost, you, how did you make it? How did you make it? What would you tell them? 'Twas grace that brought me saved thus far, and grace will me out. help me to say this. I'm gonna trust in. Oh, I'm gonna trust. Oh, in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. Oh yes, I'm gonna trust. Oh, in. Ooh, I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14. Hallelujah. Verse 13, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heavens, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation in the side of the north. Thank you, Jesus. Visiting with the stars. Visiting with the stars. Sitting among the stars. This statement came from Lucifer, the son of the morning, who became Satan. Lucifer wanted a place in the universe of God called among the stars. I want to sit among the stars. That's a high place. That's a place of fellowship where man has not gone, where man has no known knowledge of the stars. A few days ago, Vajra took us to the outer world of our planet system, of our universe, of planet Earth, and showed us pictures of Neptune and sent them back to Earth and called scientists to shout in their laboratories. They drank champagne and toasted to each other. The glamour of the hour, the excitement of the moment, look what we have achieved and look where we have gone. We have found a place among the stars, the highest point to view God's universe. These scientists worked diligently for the last 17 years to put together Voyager II to take this trip and to show to the eyes of men that they have the know-how to take a look at God's universe. No matter how far out there you may think and have not gone, we have the know-how to make pictures of this aspect of God's universe and send them back to planet Earth. And we sat in our homes and saw them on television. They toasted to their success and to their genius. They toasted each other. What they failed to do was toast the Almighty who created these things, who created these stars according to Genesis. And I would like to read for you there in Genesis 1 verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Praise the Lord. They never thought, as they toasted to each other, that what they are seeing is God's glory, that man is deceived. Have never seen before. Praise the Lord. They went past Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, went past Neptune, Pluto, and here they saw this beautiful planet, this beautiful star. And what rejoicing took place once they saw that star. I can understand now why Satan wanted to get up there among the stars. Because it's a high place. It's a high place. Follow me. It's a high place. You can see everything. Praise the Lord. I wanna see what man can't see. I want a place among the stars. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Mercury, there are seven stars known to us as warriors, are stars of God's army. Mercury, called the messenger star. Venus, the goddess of natural productivity, love, and beauty. All right. Oh, Venus. Praise the Lord. Mars, the god of war. Mars is that star that's the god of war. And according to the scriptures, that in Judges 5:20, that this God, Mars, the star of war, is the one who led the battle when the people of God fought against Caesarea, and they seemed as though they were going to lose the battle. It was Mars who said to the rest of the stars, let's help them. And the Bible says the stars start fighting against Caesarea. And Caesarea lost the battle. Praise the Lord. You better be careful. Don't mess with Mars. Praise the Lord. Jupiter, the giver of rain. Saturn, the blessings of agriculture. Neptune, the god of the sea. Plato, the god of the underworld. I'd like to meet that guy. Praise the Lord. All of these stars in God's universe have played major roles in the carrying out of the order of things. Even in fighting, they have become God's army. Praise the Lord. This is where Satan says, I want a place among the stars. I want a place among the stars. Now, you and I have been given a place among the stars. Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's called heavenly place. He has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He has set us in heavenly places. Now, how high is that? How high is that? How high is heavenly places? According to the writings of Paul, that he went up to the third heaven. Now, this is beyond Venus. This is beyond Mercury. This is beyond Neptune. This is beyond Saturn. This is somewhere out there where all of the stars of God's universe stops and heaven starts. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And wherever this place was that Paul went to, it was beyond the stars. Hallelujah. Would y'all like to go with me? Let's go. Let's go for the trip. Praise the Lord. Beyond the stars of God. Beyond the natural things. Beyond the material things. Beyond the things that God created. Into the outer stratosphere where things stop and heavens began. Glory, hallelujah. This is where Paul took a trip and said, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, and has not yet entered into the hearts of men the good things that God has for those who walk uprightly before him. My Father, my Father. Now, Paul said, what I saw, he told me, don't write. Because nobody heard about this stuff you're looking at now. You're looking at stuff man can't read about. Glory, hallelujah. No scientist, Voyager, second, third, or fourth, will never see what you are seeing, Paul. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But Paul said, I saw it. I know what I saw. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And how did he get there? He said, they drug me outside of the city for dead, and they threw me upon the rubbish pile. And such a one as I was caught up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Saints can visit the stars. They can have a place in God's universe. You can go as high as you want to go. Oh, yes, you can. Praise the Lord. Now, some of y'all don't want to go nowhere. I can look at you and tell. Praise the Lord. You want to stay down here and walk down 7 Mile Road. Praise the Lord. And don't want to even fly in no plane. You're afraid to fly in a plane. Honey, well, honey, you're an earthbound creature. Praise the Lord. You got to have this desire to travel. Praise the Lord. To fly.
where man has never flown before and see things. You need to see something. Only thing you've seen is your backyard. Praise the Lord. You need to go somewhere. Praise the Lord. Don't you know seeing things enlightens you and helps you to feel God about life. Praise the Lord. That's what I love about people in the spiritual realms of God who like to go places. Praise the Lord. Like to visit Venus and Mars and the other planets of our universe, spiritually speaking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Spiritually speaking, they would like to take a visit into the outer planetary world and to feel something that man has never felt before. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to hurt a little bit, but I'm going to have to say it. There is a group of people on earth called Pentecostals, and I think they talk in tongues, and I think they shout a little bit, and I think they sort of run and jump and praise the Lord and talk in foreign languages, so forth and so on. Now, these folks can see things that other folks can't see. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lord, because they're looking at it through the eyes of the Spirit and not through the eyes of man. When you look at God through the eyes of man, you see man. But when you look at things through the eyes of God, you see the glory of God. Oh, yeah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we sit among the stars and other folks sit on planet Earth and wonder what's wrong with you, praise the Lord, and this is the way it happens, what's wrong with you? It isn't necessary to make a whole lot of noise in church. It isn't necessary to make a whole lot of noise at home and carrying on talking about thank you Jesus and hallelujah. It isn't necessary to do those kind of things. Well, it depends on where you've been and what you have seen and what you know. Oh, yeah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Praise God. There are certain folks can't praise God like the scientists who just watch Roger take them past Mercury and Saturn, and praise our God, and the rest of the planets. They drink liquor and they drink to their success, and they gave themselves the pat on the back. Praise the Lord. They said, look what we have done. This is what Satan said. I'm Lucifer. I'm the son of the morning, and I'm going above the stars. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to set my throne above the stars in the northern corners of God's universe. And I'm going to be like God. Praise the Lord. And the Lord said, so you coming down to hell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody going up, but folks who are designed for going up. You see, some folks have a date with space. And we got to keep that date with space. Oh, yeah, you are not a planet child. Your dwelling place is not Earth. You are passing through here. Praise the Lord. You are not going to live in Detroit. You are just living here for a little while. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to live here long enough to raise some children and praise the Lord, have a husband and a wife and buy yourself a house and a few cars and wear out some clothes and so forth and so on. And then you got to leave here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Then you got to check out. You got to go to the checkout point and say to mama and papa, I got to leave you. To your sons and your daughters, I got to leave you. Praise the Lord, I got to get out of here. Where you going, honey? Where you going? I have another building. Praise the Lord, I got another place that Jesus has prepared for. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Hallelujah. I'm rushing too much now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so it is. We are in this age of great excitement, great anticipation. Praise the Lord. Some of us sit among the stars, and some of us sit in the valley. Folks who sit in the valley, some of them don't ever plan to leave the valley. Their thoughts won't let them leave. Their vision keeps them there. Their dream keeps them there. Valley folks, can't get out the ghettos. Can't escape, confined by your thoughts, by your feelings and perceptions of life. And then you got some folks working day and night. I got to get out of here. Oh yeah. I'm not going to live like this. Praise the Lord. There is something better than this. I'm no welfare saint. Praise the Lord. Folks who live on the welfare, die on the welfare. I never get anything but soup and beans. The Lord didn't save me for soup and beans. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, no, he didn't. Woo. The Lord saved me to give me something. Praise God. He said, I got things that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, and I don't want you sitting here on planet Earth. I want you to move up among the stars. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Pick your star and tell me where you want to stay. Praise the Lord, and I'll take you there. I'm the God of the universe, and I got all power, heaven and earth in my hand. And anything you desire, I'll do it for you. Whoa. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Now, I said you're pushing me too fast now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pentecostals are people who have seen things, been somewhere. Hallelujah. And don't argue with me about it, because I got proof. Pentecostals wrote the book called New Testament. Pentecostals wrote this book. Now, you can't write about these kind of things unless you know something. You hear what I say? Oh, you don't hear me. I can look at some of y'all and see you are not even Pentecostal yet. And if you are, you're ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Honey, anytime you've been where I've been and seen what I have seen and heard what I have heard, coming back to planet Earth for nothing. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You see, the Pentecostals wrote the book. They wrote the book, honey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why those of you all in the denominational world, and I'm not putting you down, because you can take the same trip I took. You don't have to live in the valley. You don't have to live in filth. You don't have to live in dirt. You don't have to live in sin. You take one trip I say one trip. Woo! Hallelujah! Just take one trip, baby.
Hallelujah.
And I guarantee you, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Praise the name of God. Hallelujah.
Now, a person that I made a visit to Mercury can't keep company with a person that's still in the valley. You're talking about two different things. I'm talking about what I saw on Mercury, and you talking about what's in the valley. You bore me. Hallelujah. I've been up there where Mercury is and had a good time. Praise the Lord. I'm back down here telling you all about it, and you trying to tell me I'm hallucinating. I don't know what I'm talking about, and that I'm a hypocrite. I'm just putting on it. Praise the Lord. And there's nothing to this tongue speaking, and you haven't seen nothing. That's your opinion. Hallelujah. That's your opinion. You wasn't there when I stepped foot on Mercury. You wasn't there when I stepped foot on Mercury. You wasn't there. So how you gonna talk with me about what I saw up there? Praise God, and you down here talking about, praise God, I got backaches and stomachaches, and I can't hardly make it, and I can't make it. Time is so hard, and I'm up here talking about the Lord has made a way already. In the name of my God. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Surely in this life you have a hard time, but a hard time is a good time, because in my troubles I learned how to pray. Mind was all mixed up this morning when I woke up. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now here I have been on Mercury and have left Mercury and gone to Venus. And you still sitting in the valley. Hallelujah. Left Venus a few years ago and went to Mars. And here you are sitting in the valley going to talk to me about what I saw and what I didn't see. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. And then when I left Mars, I stopped at Venus. Venus and I had a good talk. Praise the Lord. He told me how God put this thing together. Praise the Lord. And then from Venus, I went to Saturn. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Went on to Saturn. And now you in the valley haven't been nowhere. Ain't seen nothing. Never heard nothing. Never felt nothing. Gonna tell me about what I felt and what I seen and what I know. Praise the Lord. You don't know what you're talking about, baby. Don't you know that Pentecostals have had a look at God that other folks have not had and can't have until they receive the Holy Ghost talking in other tongues. Hallelujah. The tongues bring you a knowledge of God. When the tongues come, they bring you an eye opener. The tongues open your eyes. And now that you used to sit in the valley with tears in your eyes, when you start talking in tongues, you start saying, look where he brought me from. Woo! Brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. And here I am, clapping my hand and patting my feet. Praise the Lord, can't sit down. And you trying to tie me down. Praise Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some of you move your seat and you won't sit beside me no more because you say I'm too noisy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you say it ain't necessary to make all that kind of noise. But you don't know where I've been, baby. Praise the name of our God. You don't know where I've been. I've been to Mars. I've been to Saturn. I've been to Neptune. I've been to the sun and the moon. Praise the Lord. And one day, I'm going past all these planets. Praise the name of our God. I'm going past Mars. I'm going past Neptune. I'm going past Saturn. I'm going past every star in the universe. I'm going to wake at the morning star and wake at the evening star and say to the stars of the universe, I see you later. Somebody's upstairs telling me to come on up higher. Ooh. Glory! You can sit here in the valley if you want to. I'm going to shout because I've been to the mountain, sat among the stars. I have to shout. It isn't something that I do for exercise. I get exercise other ways. When I shout, I feel like shouting. When I sing, I feel like singing. When I pray, I feel like praising. When I clap my hands, I got a feeling on the inside. When I pat my feet, something in my soul making me to know God is real. He's so real until it makes my yesterday disappear. Give me a tomorrow. Yes, sir. So real. Heals my body. Keep me healed from the crown of my soul to the sole of my feet. So real. Until when I sit in the valley, I can't stay there. I say to the valley, I can't stay here. There's a high place among the stars, and I'm gonna sit where God sits. And he said, I'm at the right hand of the throne, making intercession for the saints. So I'm going past Mars. I'm going past Venus. I'm going past Saturn. I'm going past Neptune. I'm going to the right hand of the throne of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And when I get to the right hand, I'm going to take Jesus by his hand. He is Neptune. He's a morning star. He is all the planets. He is the creator of all things. He's the giver of all things. He was in the world. The world was made by him, but the world didn't know it. And when I see Jesus, all of my troubles will be over. When I see Jesus, every day is gonna be Sunday. When I see Jesus, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna praise it. I'm gonna magnify. I'm gonna glorify. I'm gonna dance all day, all night. I'm gonna say to the devil, you never got your seat among the stars, but here I am, sitting in glory, praising God, saying hallelujah, saying hallelujah, saying hallelujah, saying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want my seat among the stars. I want my seat among the stars of the universe. You supposed to have a seat, honey, that I don't care what's happening that's upsetting you. I don't care what's happening that's vexing your spirit. You say to the vexation and to the demon that's causing it, you don't know who I am, do you? Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. You don't know who you're messing with. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. You got to let the book know who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Now get this now. You're not just a person. You're not just a person. You are an actual part of God. You didn't hear that. I say you are not just a person. You are a part of God. You didn't know that? That's why he made you in his image and in his likeness, because you are a part of God. Now, when you become saved, knowing that you are part of God, there is no way in hell nobody can separate you from God. You raised, and I don't care what ditches you dig, and I don't care how many enemies you got for me, and I don't care how many are against you, it don't mean nothing. You are a part of God. If you don't think I know what I'm talking about, listen to this. You see, I know who I am. I have a seat among the stars. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the Son of God. That we should be called the Son.